what you are experiencing is truth and knowledge in the place where liberal intellectual immaturity is exposed and determined patriotism is born. You're on The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Today, a special guest, Matt Thayer, the founder, producer, director of Spiro Pictures, all things patriotic, and had the pleasure of meeting him in Grand Rapids, Michigan a couple of weeks ago at the Clay Clark event. I've been invited by Clay to, as many have, to be part of those events this year. And what a round of patriotism, of networking, of inspiration and motivation these events are. Matt and his company, he and his wife and his team are documenting these patriot conferences. And I, you know, you've heard me, ladies and gentlemen, say on the show before that these kinds of rallies are really what our republic is all about since its founding. Actually, before our founding, patriots have gathered in numbers like this and as groups and have done a number of things as we gather in these numbers. We've spoken truth to power. We've held elected officials accountable, and we've met, gathered, and demonstrated peacefully to exercise our rights given to us by God itself. And so Matt and his company, Spiro Pictures, are endeavoring to document these events, and I can't wait to see it. And I'd like to introduce you all to him now, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Thayer, Matthew, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Doug. It's an honor to be on the show, man. The Right Side. I've listened to you for last little bit. I know you got started a couple years ago, and I've always enjoyed your program and the guests that you have on. So being a guest on your show is phenomenal.
Well, hey, it's the honor and the thrill is ours. I must admit I'm kind of a frustrated movie maker. If I had one fantasy to fulfill in life, before the Academy of Arts and Sciences of Motion Picture went completely wacky, I would have loved to be able to stand up and say, I'd like to accept this Academy Award on behalf of Matt Thayer and Spiro Pictures and so forth. There is a little bit of actor in all of us that do this kind of thing, but you're doing it for all the right reasons. And I'm happy to say that you're putting together some amazing things. You've done, you know, the Trump That I Know documentary is out there, probably your best known. It's one of the only, if not the only, independent documentary that has actually an interview with President Trump in it. So cheers to you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, no, that was a thrill to be invited into the White House. Laura invited us into the White House. We interviewed 31 women that know him and have worked with him and just got the real inside story and wove together this, you know, great. I'm really proud of it. We wove together, you know, a great story with the executive producer who kind of knew Laura. And we kind of, you know, wove this little story together about him kind of interviewing all of these women and finding out, you know, who Donald Trump really is from people that actually know him rather than just people who have an opinion of him.
Hey, Matt, tell me, so, you know, all of these women that were part of that project, if you were able to give us a Reader's Digest summary of what they had to say, can you do that for us? What's the summary of the Trump that they know?
Well, I think that, you know, the best one was Paula White. I mean, she's known him for 20 years. You know, she just confirmed that he is a man of faith. He's asked her for to come over and pray, to bring people to pray for him and really see God, especially around us, you know, seeking the presidency. And that's what we kind of, you know, we experienced was that there's just, you know, he's a personality and he knows how to turn on certain things, but when it comes down to it behind closed doors, really governing the country, all of these women said the same thing is that he is an extraordinarily strong leader. He is kind and he's really the same person from the standpoint of just his authenticity. Whether he's out in front right now and at a Trump rally or he's, you know, he's behind the Oval Office. He's the same person that has that, you know, that authentic love for this country and wanting to see the best for the American people.
Wow. Yeah. And, you know, you hear for, you know, I've interviewed Gene Ho, who is the personal photographer of the Trump campaign in the White House there for a time. And he has the same or similar stories, you know, the real Donald Trump, a man of faith, a kind man, a man who's concerned about others and who goes out of his way off the radar and without recognition, purposefully so, because he doesn't want the recognition, to help people who are in need just randomly along the way. And so it's good to hear, and it's good to get these stories out, because we clearly don't hear them in the mainstream media. What about you? What was your impression and echo of that? Or what did you think personally of that?
Oh yeah. I mean, my wife and I, we didn't vote for him in 2016. We didn't vote for Hillary either. I mean, I always point that out. We voted third party. I was a big Ron Paul fan, libertarian by heart. But when I started watching, you know, Trump govern, I thought it was just going to be a train wreck. But then all of a sudden I started watching him govern, actually started listening to what he said. And I felt like as I listened to him at some of his press conferences, I actually became smarter. I was like, wow, I actually starting to understand international trade. And the fact that he can take complex topics and bring them down into something that everybody can begin to understand and articulate, you know, how different that was from Obama, for example, who would say all of these things and wax eloquent, but you never walked away thinking that you really got anything. It just sounded pretty. And so, you know, as we watched that and watched him, you know, govern, all of a sudden we became fans and obviously voted for him in 2020, as many of us have. But it was a real journey. I think that's one of the things that we worked on in the documentary, is just encompassing that shift from not listening to the social media, not listening to the media, but actually beginning to, like, how do you actually know a person? How do you actually decipher the information and filter through everything that you're hearing? And, you know, what qualifies as good information versus what qualifies as false information?
You know, that's interesting you mention it, because the difference between Obama or Biden or whatever, any Democrat, or as I call them, the Communist Socialist Party in America today, and the difference between them and President Trump is, you know, the reason that so many people gravitated towards President Trump was because of his transparency. I mean, what he thought, he said, and there was very little filter. Now, the mainstream media made it a big deal, and they pretended as if they were offended by that. They're not. They just thought that it was gruff and crass, and, you know, they made fun of him for that. But you're right. In those press conferences, President Trump educated America. He gave us the truth. The other side is so devious and they're hiding. They not only don't want you to know the truth, they'll go to great lengths to block you from getting to the truth.
Yes, absolutely. No, and it became more and more apparent the more that I listened to Trump and the more that we actually delved into that and talked to the people that we talked to. We talked to Kaylee. We interviewed her in her home. We interviewed Laura. We interviewed Katrina Pearson, Matt and Mercedes Schlapp. Eric Trump makes an appearance. Also, Don Jr.'s in there. We tried to get Ivanka, but the schedules didn't align. But she really wanted to be in it. But, you know, it was a great project.
That's so awesome. So cool to hear. You know, for someone to be able to sit down with the president and be able to have that conversation, and as a filmmaker to document it, now that's part of the historical record of this country. That's got to just be an amazing feeling for you.
Yeah, no, it kind of, you pinch yourself, you know, you're just like, how did I, as a, you know, a filmmaker that just started making movies with my kids from deep in Northern California, all of a sudden I find myself in the way in the White House. It's just like, it's only could be gone. Oh, wow. Really. I mean, yeah.
Hey, Matt, ladies and gentlemen, we're with Matthew Thayer. He's the founder, director, producer of Spiro Pictures. Matt, I want to show you, if it's okay with you, I know that you're kind of, I want to segue away from the Trump I know and talk about these Clay Clark rallies that you're documenting, the reawakening tours. And there's a short trailer that I'd like to show the audience, if you don't mind. Hang on.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, take a look at this trailer.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail. Period.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
God actually spoke to me. He spoke about sacredness. He said to me, Kim, what I place in many, many people is sacred. And if anybody touches what is sacred to me, then it is the end for them. So what I've done in the United States of America is sacred. And there are people on every side that are trying to destroy what I deem sacred. And it's not going to happen.
This is the definition of criminal conspiracy, racketeering, and collusion. This is not a theory. This is evidence.
Because I have upheld this country to spread a light to the rest of the world. When you choose to go against the sacred thing that God puts into the very heart and the soil of this nation, this was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action from my people.
All right. So, all right, Matthew, Clay yes. Clark clearly organizing some of the most top shelf and well attended events in the nation with regard to these patriotic conferences. I'm just blessed and fortunate that I'm one of many who get to share the same stage as General Flynn and Mike Lindell and Lynn Wood and others. You're behind the scenes there, videoing and interviewing folks, making. Again, documenting this for historical posterity. How did you get involved and tell us about this? And what about the trailer and what about this project?
Well, I called Clay for a completely different reason. I found out, I talked to I'm friends with Dave and Stacy Whited, who, you know, you just recently got to hang out with. Yeah. And so my wife and I, Tulsa was kind of on the radar. We've got some heart to do some studios that are friendly towards conservative filmmakers and Christians, somebody that place where people aren't going to be censored. So I was calling Clay about that, and he got on the phone with me. And you know how Clay is. He's just like, hey, you make documentaries, right? And I said, yeah. And he's like, well, I got this idea, you know, and he just like spills out this whole idea. And he's like, so I want to hire you to make this documentary. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. You know, so we got on a plane a few days later and flew out and got to know Clay and Vanessa. It just felt like, I mean, you're like in history in the making, right? I mean, this is literally like a 2.0, revolution 2.0. I mean, this is the people waking up and realizing that they've been had, that tyranny has crept in yet again. And what can we do about it? And fortunately for us, rather than last time, the founding fathers were really building it as they go. You know, fortunately for us, we're really rediscovering what the founding fathers have left for us, and reawakening to the truths that that they laid in this foundation. And I think that if we can get back to that, it's like C.S. Lewis says. He says we don't need to be told so much as we need to be reminded. And I think a lot of people are being reminded of the wisdom of our founding now, and the preciousness and sacredness of our Judeo-Christian ethic, as well as the rights that have been given to each and every individual and what that really means. So, so it was inspiring to me as a filmmaker to kind of like start kind of wrestling around with those weighty ideas. And so we just jumped on and we started going to these conferences. We interviewed a bunch of people in Anaheim. I think we've interviewed over 50 people now, including General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Bobby Kennedy. We were one of the only interviews that he granted there, which was amazing. We've interviewed Dr. Simone Gold, and we're just kind of like showing how people are waking up to this idea, but then here's the medical tyranny, here's the election fraud, and here how it all leads to this great reset, which is really just a grab, a global power grab, to try and put everybody back into slavery. And so we're doing our part to, you know, take what is in those conferences, all the information that's in those conferences, and put them into another form, a documentary form, because not everybody's going to want to sit there and listen to hours and hours worth of podcasts, right. Or listen to a bunch of, you know, seminar speakers, TED Talk type, you know, speakers. Yeah. And so if you can put them into like more of a documentary format, and you can kind of go back and forth and show timeline, bring a historian in, you know, we can do a lot of stuff with it. And so that's the goal, is to make something that not only is informative, but entertaining, something that, you know, people are going to be like, hey, I want to share this with my friends and neighbors, and help not only wake people up, but also bring clarity and context to all of this craziness that's going on right now. And that's what storytellers have the ability to do.
Awesome, Matthew. Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Matthew Thayer. Matt, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to venture off into the land of capitalism, that place where liberals never really like to go, but we have to. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back for another segment and a continuation of our conversation with Matthew Thayer of Spiro Entertainment.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. I'm going to tell you about a pharmacist, a physician, and a scientist, Dr. Mujan Donaldson. She's the founder of Hair Regrowth Centers Incorporated, and you can find her at hairregrowthcentersinc.com. She's a leading expert in regrowing your own hair. An expert, ladies and gentlemen, regrowing your own hair. Nothing is more natural than that. Plus, it gives you the advantage to just overcome and get away with avoiding the costly and painful transplant process. You can also have the most healthy and natural hair simply by stimulating your own hair follicles. The serum, the compounds that she uses is fully approved and suited for your own individual case. That's how she gets 100% success rates. Really, you owe it to yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Look at these pictures. Evidence of the obvious is sufficient. This goes for men and women alike. Call 831-521-6671 or go to hairregrowthcentersinc.com.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I take a great amount of joy in pointing out the intellectual immaturity of liberals everywhere. And today, doing that with help from Matthew Thayer, who is the founder and producer-director of Spiro Pictures. Matt, you know, right before we broke, we were talking about the reawakening tour, Clay Clark, your relationship with him, and you documenting these series of patriotic conferences for historical posterity and relating it back to how and what the founders felt and so forth. I think I agree with you. There's not any daylight between us on that. I think they're all, you know, we are having and going through a great awakening in this country with regards to not only the founders' intent for our republic, Matt, but I also think that we're experiencing and on the cusp of a reawakening to the divine providence of God himself. And I think that we'll probably end up having an even greater reawakening to that than even the founders themselves experience. I really am that far in on that side of that belief. I think it's happening.
I agree.
And you're documenting it all. You're out there. I want to show, I'm so excited about it. I want, you know, and you're traveling the country, you and your wife and your child are in your RV. You're kind of off the grid to a degree. You're homeschooling your child. You're seeing the country. You're documenting these events. You're in Clay Clark's headquarters in Tulsa, Oklahoma this week. It's just gotta be an interesting, to say the least, life that you're leading.
Yeah, no, it's a very, very interesting life right now. It's something that I've never done before. And it was interesting because I got a prophetic word from somebody like a couple of weeks before we started on this, saying like, hey, something's coming up that, you know, you've never done before. And I'm like, this yeah. Spill. In the middle of all of that, what we've done, is that we've started our website, reawakeningseries.com. And it's actually a crowdfunding website. We've bypassing Hollywood, we've bypassed big tech on this whole thing. And we've already raised about over 30% of what we need to make this series. And our heart is to make a series that people will find, you know, they would find on Netflix or they would find on Hulu, you know, if those, you know, places would actually ever show anything like this, which they wouldn't, but something of that caliber. And if you watch The Trump I Know, you know, people know that, you know, we're up to that task. And I've got some of the best storytelling teams, some of the best story editors, you know, working with me on this and already digging through all of the footage and figuring out how to, you know, make it all work together. So if you want to support the film, you can go to reawakeningseries.com. You can buy the entire series for $49, plus you get The Trump I Know for free. So you can watch The Trump I Know straight from our website. You can stream it there. You can just project it right to your Apple TV or your Chromecast. And you can help us support what we're doing right now. And if we only really need 13,000 people to give us $49, and we would have everything funded. And then everything else beyond that would just make it better.
Good for you. And it's, I mean, you've only just started this. So 30% already, you know, this is a God thing. I think he's clearly moving and shaking some folks. Matt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we've been given access to some extraordinary places. I mean, people that want me to call them, you wouldn't believe like some of the connections that we've been making. Some of the people are like, I want to be in this. I want to, you know, like all this stuff. And so we really just need the grassroots to get behind us, you know, at reawakeningseries.com. And like I said, $49, you get to watch a movie tonight. Plus you get 4 episodes as soon as it comes out.
That's awesome. Reawakeningseries.com.
Reawakeningseries.com.
Reawakeningseries.com. Ladies and gentlemen, head over there. Well, I mean, Matt, we get 3 million views a month on this thing. So doggone it, we can get 13,000 folks to get over there.
Yeah, I figured that's not very much, you know. So
I know, 13,000. Come on, it's a drop in the bucket. We'll get you there, my friend. We're in this, and I'm going to put you, 3 million people. Now I'm going to put you on the spot. I want when we're in Colorado Springs, I kind of would like to be part of this project, Matthew.
Well, that's what we're working on. We're actually working on right now putting out our team, and that's why one of the reasons why we need the money, because you know we've got the best cameras. I'm shooting this. Some of these interviews I'm shooting on the same cameras that they shot the movie The Revenant on. Okay. So these are movie quality cameras. I've got extraordinarily experienced team, wonderful lighting. Like these are the things that we're doing to make this top notch in the middle of all of the other stuff. You know, we're pulling in, you know, all sorts of footage as well, but a lot of these interviews are shot top notch. And so if you're in Colorado Springs, we're going to be there. And so we'll get you in. Oh yeah.
Telling you.
We'll get you.
Okay.
In.
All right. I'm going to hold you to it. I want to be part of it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's give people a glimpse of the second trailer for the Reawakening of America tour with Clay Clark and your organization and what you've done there. Let's take a look, ladies and gentlemen, at this clip.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But
we are concerned about someone trying to be responsible one-sided news stories playing in our country.
How many votes do you think you can deliver for us?
At least 5,000.
They will not allow us within 30 to 100 feet.
We did not have race riots in our city last year. That's just wrong.
Our nation right now is on the verge of either going one direction or another.
What is the most precious thing to this United States of America?
I believe America is supposed to be that shining city on the hill, the beacon of freedom.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
You gotta make sure you tell me the full thing.
Even though I grew up behind the Iron Curtain, I've never seen the level of propaganda that I see right now.
Largely peaceful demonstrations.
They're fighting this information war, trying to discover the truth.
They're calling what's good evil and what's evil good.
Different is special.
Black people are being told that they can never achieve anything.
What is the most precious commodity that this nation has?
Our Constitution is being frayed, and in some places it's being torn to shreds.
The Constitution of the United States, upon which all of this is based, prohibits you from doing that.
This document is just beyond man.
The people are becoming aware of the truth.
I believe we're in the greatest revival in history.
All right, Matthew. So, I mean, it was obvious what we saw. What was that one? How did you all get this to start happening? Do you just round people up at these conferences, or are they scheduled in advance? What happens there?
Well, I mean, what you saw in those three trailers was just, it was the heart to show like, hey, there's something wrong with the world. There's something wrong with our country, and that we need to set it right. And it's about we, the people that are here to set it right, because we can't just trust one man to do it. We got to do it by ourselves, and we got to all bind together and all do our part. But what's been great at these conferences, to answer your question, is that when I was in Anaheim, I interviewed 40 people like back to back to back to back. My brain was tapioca by the end of the day. And it was just like, as soon as somebody got off the stage, like they came to our room and they sat down for 15, 20 minutes, Mike Lindell, I didn't have to even ask him but one question, and he went off for like 35 minutes, and it was, it was brilliant. It was awesome. That guy is so freaking smart. And, and so that, you know, but we got to interview Patrick Byrne. We got to interview Roger Stone, you know, and then I think what's the thing that's been so extraordinary is how many of these people with large podcasts, large audiences, all of a sudden getting saved, you know, like, you know, Ann Vandersteel, you know, coming to the Lord and getting baptized, and Pete Santilli shared with me that he's gotten baptized, and Roger Stone is coming to the Lord. And you're just like, Lord, what are you doing right now? What are you doing right now? And I think it's because I personally believe that these mega churches were given a chance and got, and they've kowtowed to the wokeness or whatever it is that's going on. Well, some of them haven't, but a lot of them have. And I think that God said, well, okay, well, the rocks are going to cry out. You know, I'm going to start saving these podcasters who have a massive pulpit and a massive audience and aren't afraid to spread the truth. And so it's pretty awesome. I mean, what we've seen at some of these conferences, the amount of people that are just giving their lives to the Lord and joining in the fight and spreading the truth is just phenomenal.
You're right. And I've seen it firsthand myself. I agree with you completely. And to members of the audience, there are some people out there who have a certain degree of cynicism about, you know, well, gathering in groups and patriotic numbers isn't going to solve our problems and this and that. Yeah. But at its basic level, it's a good starting point. People come to the Lord and it really does begin to solve problems because we leave these things motivated and inspired to get involved. And to your point, Matt, you're exactly right. It's we, the people, who are the plan to solving our current nightmare. We can't depend not even on President Trump. I mean, and I love the guy, believe me. Oh, yeah. I know you do. But we can't. It's not the military. It's not President Trump. It's we, the people, who are the answer to this nightmare. And I really think, and I would suppose that your documentary, to a degree, will point that out and it will become evident to folks.
Yeah, I hope so. Cause that's, I mean, really what we're trying to do is we're trying to show how, yes, the darkness has crept in, but the light is being activated. And I call them, look at all these people that you've never heard of before. Like, I mean, look at you, you know, like right. You came out of the middle of nowhere.
19 months ago, nobody knew who I was. Right.
Look at Dave and Stacy. Look at Seth Keschel. Look at Dr. Frank, who's working with Mike Lindell. I mean, look at all of these people, like myself. I mean, all of a sudden it's like Clay, you know, he came out of the middle of nowhere. You know, but what I see is it's the Davids that have been called out of the wilderness to face the Goliath, right? It's right. Like God goes, here's that, you know, I've got somebody that's already beat a bear and already beat a lion. And David's like, well, I got a sling and a stone. Let's go. You know, and it's like, you know, you got all these people that are just like, well, I use Bible metaphors a lot, but it's like, well, I've got this 5 loaves and 2 fish, you know, and Jesus is like, let's go, you know? And so, you know, like God relishes in taking what the enemy thinks is weak and beating him over the head with it.
You bet. Matt, I can't tell you what a pleasure this has been. This is really, actually one of my favorite interviews I think we've done since this program started. I just love what you're doing. I think that this, you know, I often tell the audience there's our calling in life, obviously, first and foremost, is to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. And coupled with that, and right along with that, is a calling that we have to fulfill the meaning of life. And for me, in my simple mind, what I mean by that is that we're called to enter into the lives of others to make differences for the better. And I really think, you know, and I don't know you that well. We met in Grand Rapids. We had a short conversation. We're doing this interview. And as I look and listen to what you're saying, you're fulfilling the meaning of life, my brother. You and your wife and your company, you're not only documenting patriotic history, but you're entering, by virtue of these films, you're going to be entering into the lives of others, of millions, and making differences for the better. And I really mean that. And cheers to you, my brother.
Well, thank you. I mean, that's been my goal as a storyteller, is to plant seeds, to raise questions, and hopefully a good storyteller leaves you with questions, and what it leaves you to, you know, as and prompts you to search, prompts you to act, and so hopefully that's what we do.
Tell us one more time about the website and what kind of people, what you need to get the funding that you need for these projects. Where can we find you?
Yep. So reawakeningseries.com. You can also follow us on Telegram at Reawakening Series. We're also on Cloud Hub as well. But if you go to reawakeningseries.com, we have several packages that you can buy starting at $17.76 for the first episode. You get the Trump I Know for free. But if you want to buy all the episodes, it's only $49. And we only need 13,000 people to give us $49. And we'll have everything funded and paid for. And we're going to make something that rivals what you would see on Prime Video, Netflix, or any of the big networks. Because we have to, as conservatives, we have to jump into this fight. We have to start producing stuff that rivals anything else. And we have to do it outside of Hollywood now, because, you know, they obviously don't want to hear our voice.
You bet. Matthew Thayer, everyone, from Spiro Productions. Matthew, thank you very much for your time. I wish you the best of luck. I can't wait to see you and have a chat with you in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. Let's grab a coffee or a beer or whatever.
Absolutely. I like the let's do right. that. All right. Cheers, my friend. So long. Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be right back with some closing thoughts right after this. Stay with me.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hey, everybody. Whatever happened to the days when summertime would last forever? Remember those days? Well, it's already back to school time. And if you have a school-aged kid in college, high school, middle school, whatever, who needs help remembering those important facts, figures, and lessons in school, but during test time simply goes blank, I've got a perfect solution for you. It's called the Total Recall System. My friend Greg Gleason, who I've known for 35 years and I trust completely, invented this program, and you can get it at memorypowernow.com. Memorypowernow.com, and enter the promo code Doug and you'll get a discount. Memorypowernow.com. And by the way, you might use it yourself if you're at that cocktail party when some commu socialist liberal comes up and starts spewing facts and misinformation about anything. You'll have total recall to rebut and refute and win that debate, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that exciting? Memorypowernow.com. Go there today. Cheers.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream sheets. When you buy one set of sheets, you'll get another set absolutely free.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Please make sure that you head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Can't imagine that I'm saying those words on my program, but I am. Check them out. MyPillow.com. If you feel like you want to use the phone to place your order, that's okay. 1-800-873-0413. In either case, whether it's MyPillow.com or the phone number, make sure that you use the promo code BECK, that's B-E-K, for that great MyPillow product at a great price. Thanks again, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, MyPillow.com, 1-800-873-0413. And thank you very much indeed for watching us here on The Right Side with Doug Billings. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we engage in determinate prayer and determined patriotism. That's the way forward for us over here. We've reminded each other every day that the determined patriotism piece of it is the hard work of us getting involved at the local level to try to retake our republic from the nightmare that's been cast upon us by the administration of Joe Biden. And with some help today from my new friend, Tina Horlocker. Tina, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Doug. I really appreciate you having me on your show.
Absolutely. So you're one of the patriots. You're in Utah. You've got quite a pedigree here, quite a resume. You've got a bachelor's degree from Utah State University in political science. You've got a master's from George Wythe University in political economy. And you're the Davis County Republican Party chairperson out there. You've got a lot of political science in your background, Tina, and you're a single mother of 10 children. Holy moly.
Yes, those things are true.
What, those things, meaning all 10 children?
Yes, all 10 of them.
That's well, right. Cheers to you for that. I mean, above all else, wow.
Well, don't be too wowed. You just take it one day at a time.
Okay. So you are a patriot in Utah. You're heavily involved in politics. You have been for the last 30 years or so, and you're hosting an event called We Can Act, the Liberty Conference up there. It's going to be October 22nd and 23rd, Friday and Saturday. And let's just start at the beginning, Tina, with you. Why politics? You know, because it's not everybody's cup of tea, let's be honest. Why did you choose politics?
Well, I don't know. It's just something that was innately interesting to me. I remember as even a teenager, just being greatly concerned for my freedom and even praying that someday I could help preserve it, be a part of it, be a part of restoring what was lost. I just was always interested in it. I probably got from my dad, who kind of instilled those values in me and said them in the Constitution. So that's kind of how it started for me. And I just continued to follow that interest all through college and onto my master's. And I've taught it. I've taught those principles to at all levels of education, including my own children, and just always been involved.
Well, good. I mean, this is a lesson for all of us. We've been saying on this program for the past couple of months, at least, that we, the people, you know, as we look at what's going on in our country, the state of play, everything from the theft of an American presidential election to the chaos that's purposefully, I think, stirred up and caused by the Biden administration to the audits, et cetera, the mask mandates, the jab mandates. This is where we, the people, need to get involved at the local level. So we've been harping about that for the last couple of weeks or months here, actually. And it seems as if you've identified again another way where normal patriotic citizens can begin to do the hard work, really, of determined patriotism. Because I'll tell you, Tina, in my opinion, as I look at this thing, our side, if we're honest with ourselves, we have not been involved thoroughly enough in politics. And that's really the foundation of why we find ourselves in the current state here in America.
That is so true. I feel like there's a lot of people who just feel hopeless. There's people who think, okay, I'm just not going to be aware of it. I'm just not going to turn on the news. I'm not going to be aware of what's going on. I'm just going to live my life and just pretend that it's not there because there's really not anything I can do about it. But the truth of the matter is that if we all just get involved, it doesn't mean it has to take over our lives. If we just all get involved and we do our part in making, especially electing people to office who are wise and good. But if other ways, you know, are just willing to serve in the community, they don't have to be fantastic ways that are overwhelming. But when we all do our part, we really, that's the keystone to really preserving our liberties and also even regaining them. It's done at the local level. There's no one that's going to come and save us. You know, President Trump cannot save us. We should not be looking to government as the savior or any person or entity. It is an individual battle that's collectively won.
Amen. I agree completely. There's no daylight between us on that one, Tina. I think that what we've done, you know, in the conservative side, we, you know, God bless us. We're the party that goes to work. We work hard. We come home and we have tended over the last few decades to just say, well, you know, the folks in Washington will take care of this. And I contend that our republic, as inspired by God, really, in our founding documents, I believe that God inspired men to create and write our documents, therefore our republic born from the divine providence of God. The republic has always been intended to be run, led, and managed by we the people. It's never been intended to be managed by the government. It's never been intended to be managed by the military or any single president. It's always been we the people. And yet, to your point, we have surrendered our stewardship of the republic to the elected class.
Right. It's been kind of a conditioned thing that's transpired over time. And I could tell you the whole history of, I don't necessarily think it's important. We don't have the time for it, but we are conditioned to just source out everything. We source out our food. We source out the education of our children. We source out everything. And we're also, we want things immediately, you know, so we've just kind of lost interest. We have to re-engage in our lives in a way that we've not known before now.
Amen. We do. And I'll just, in its simplest terms, I'm going to say something, and I get some mail, some, not a lot. A lot of people understand this. I think that people that have any common sense, any sense of intellectual maturity, understand that local action has national impact. General Flynn says that all the time. It's true. We, the people at the local level. So, for example, I will say that if we were thoroughly involved, for example, in our school boards across the country, the conservative side, if we were thoroughly involved, we would now have seats at the table on those boards of directors where we could refuse the mask mandates and the jab mandates. The same is true for our county legislatures and other bodies that would have had our economies shut down and wrecked. If we're thoroughly involved, we would have, again, had seats at those tables to keep the economy open and thriving. And, oh, by the way, we would have also had a voice in declining, thank you very much, the vote to adopt Dominion voting systems. So, yes, most emphatically, all of the current state in America, the nightmare in which we find ourselves, begins at the local level. There's just no escaping that logic.
That's right. And I can tell you a little story. So I have, you've mentioned that I've been heavily involved with the Republican Party here in Utah. Right. And I will also affirm what General Flynn says when he says, do not give your money to the Republican Party. Amen. I do not believe that you should give your money to the Republican Party at this time. But I have fought in Utah very hard and diligently with a group of other people to really protect our election process and to help our candidates be vetted through a caucus system. And we've been thwarted in every attempt. So what we did is we went around the Republican Party. We created a PAC, and we are actively searching out those candidates that we believe will uphold those values, even the Republican values that we all believe in, and vetting them and helping to fund their campaigns and getting them into office. And we've been successful in doing so. So it's difficult to run for political office. It's expensive. The whole campaigning process is overwhelming. And so when you can feel supported in that effort, then we really are able to get better candidates, because the better candidates are really intimidating by running, because they're really fighting against a machine.
Right. Amen. Agree with you. And yes, to the audience, we've got to stop funding Rona McDaniel, and the Republican National Committee has got to be defunded. It just has produced far too many rhinos, people that claim to be Republicans or conservatives, and they're truly not. Tina, we're up against a break, but I want to talk about this conference that you're having in October up there in Salt Lake City, the We Can Act Liberty Conference. I want to talk about that, some of the objectives and some of the guest speakers that you have coming up. And also I want you and me to shine a little light on an event that happened in Utah back in the 70s that has caused current day pain and some suffering for some residents with regards to lingering effects that what might have happened back in the 1970s. We'll explain more, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, but an important next 10 minutes with Tina Horlocker. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. I want to tell you about 21st Century Intellectual Property, 21st CIP. And Dr. Kelly Hollowell, the founder, Dr. Hollowell, PhD, founded 21st CIP to protect you. If you need help with patents, trademarks, contracts, and litigation, Kelly and her team at 21st CIP will protect you. She's got a team of attorneys and scientists around the world, ladies and gentlemen, and they are ready to protect you. Reach out to them at www.21stcip.com, www.21stcip.com, or you can call them at 757-222-8032, 757-222-8032, 21stcip.com.
You love your car, and when you get in an accident, you'd love to get it back as soon as possible and looking like new. We're Jerome's Collision Center, and when you need us, we'll be there for you. Jerome's Collision Center. Find out for yourself.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I enter into your life every day to make differences for the better. And today, doing it with the help of Tina Horlocker from Utah. Okay, Tina, welcome back, first of all. And let's talk first about your Liberty Conference, your We Can Act Liberty Conference in October, the 22nd and the 23rd. First of all, where can people find information to sign up and get tickets to attend this thing?
Okay, so they can go to wecanact.net. That's wecanact.net. And you can find out all the information that's there. And you can see a list of speakers. We have almost 40 speakers that are going to be there, including General Flynn, Dr. Simone Gold, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Rashid Buttar, Karen Kingston. I know you know Karen. She's,
yes.
She's a great patriot. We have Katie Hopkins from England who will be there. She has a very interesting story to tell. Has been very active in England. C.L. Bryant, Archer Pulowski, if he doesn't get put in prison, we're still waiting to find out. And Dr. Leon Benjamin, David Clements. We just have a whole lineup of speakers. They're going to be so amazing. Jason Cisneros. And many more.
Good. I think there's somebody else who's going to be there, Tina.
Yourself.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. I'm honored. I think it's going to be a great event. And, you know, you're going to be talking about religious liberty, election fraud, tyranny in our government, medical tyranny, profiles in courage, human trafficking. These things. I contend, and again, some people get cynical out there. They let this demon named cynicism creep in, and they think these things don't do any good. These conferences, I want action. I want people to be put in jail and held accountable. And these people have to understand that these kinds of conferences are exactly what we've been doing since before our republic was founded. This is what we've done. We've gathered, especially on the conservative side, we've gathered together. We motivate, inspire each other. We network with each other. We come back home with action items that are actionable and that are specific to what's going on in America. And they do provide a service. They provide a lot of good. And I would just recommend that everybody head over to wecanact.net and look this event up and grab some tickets up there in Salt Lake City. Tina, I mean, what we should be gathering like this.
Absolutely. I mean, how are we going to resist this whole effort of quarantining and shutting down our society and economy? We really do need to exercise our First Amendment right of freedom of assembly and freedom of speech. Right. And in the process of doing that, we're also exercising our right to freedom of religion, to be the right to be able to associate and all of even petition government. It's all about First Amendment. And not only that, if we get 10,000 patriots in one area altogether, what kind of a message does that send to our established politicians in the deep state? I think it leaves them shaking in their boots because they know they were not deceived. We are awake and we are coming for them, and they're going to be booted out of office. So
right.
It's a very powerful thing to all come. And we don't want to have a conference of just a bunch of talking heads. We do want to have action items. So people really do feel empowered to go back to their communities, wake up their families, their neighbors, know where to get information, know where to get exemptions for shots. If your job is trying to force you to get a shot or the school or whatever, how to stand up against those things, wearing masks. And a lot of people have really done a lot to really already to fight against those things. Archer Pulowski is one that comes to mind. He's such an inspiring man and he is going back to Canada. I don't know if your listeners know who he is.
We do. Yeah. The pastor from Canada who was arrested up there for speaking truth and wouldn't shut down his church. And he's actually scheduled to be in Kansas City here on Monday, this coming Monday. And I'm going to be emceeing an event. So we all hope he's there and gets out of Canada because there was a real danger, as you mentioned, of him being arrested again, should he return to his own country.
Right. Right. Yeah, I was told that he was it's been a little bit since I talked to him, but I was told that he was going back soon. And he didn't know if he was going to be jailed, but he felt like if he didn't go back, the church in Canada would die. So, I mean, what a patriot.
Wow. Yeah.
What a man of God who's willing to risk it all go back to his country so that the church can stay alive. And how do we look at our children? How do we look at ourselves in the eyes? How do we look at other people who have been given so much when we're not willing to do the same?
Right.
As we stand up and we fight for our freedom, and it doesn't have to be in fantastic ways. It's by small and simple things are great things brought to pass. And as we all do those things, nothing can stop us.
Right. And when we gather, when we know, you know, I know that after a long day at work, it's difficult to gather up the energy to go and sit in a school board meeting and voice our opinions. But when we do this, look, how many times have we all seen videos that have gone viral of people attending school board meetings or county legislator meetings, local meetings of some sort involving their government and fighting the tyranny? We've seen dozens of these kinds of videos. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. This is how change happens. This is we, the people, taking control back of our republic. We look again, the republic isn't designed for the military to run it. It's not designed for any president to run it. And you know, speaking of government and what they've done, you know, Tina, to Utah specifically, I want to take the last few moments that we have here together to segue into something that happened back in the 1970s in Utah, but is having current day long lingering effects. You know, there is a, and I'm going to let you explain it, but just for the sake of the audience, it's reminiscent of the old movie, The Andromeda Strain, where there's this mysterious episode of some sort that happened whereby what, you know, sheep and cattle were just found dead, you know, hundreds of them. And then years later, people begin to have these side effects. And in Utah's case, tell us about it, because there's many, if not dozens, hundreds of people who have had cancer, Lyme disease, and other things ever since this period of time. And there's a few people in Utah trying to shine a light on this.
That's right. It is a story that no media wants to touch. And it implicates universities, hospitals, politicians, both at the local and national level. It's something that could rival COVID, frankly, when it comes out, because it's not just happened here in Utah. It's happened in other cities across the nation. And when people find out, they're not going to be happy. So we are going to have a couple speakers at our event who are going to expose this basically biochemical warfare that's been happening to Americans. Outside of COVID, it's hard to imagine the evil, you know, that exists in the world, but we have to confront it to be able to do something about it. So we are going to shed some light on that. And it'll be interesting to see what happens when we do. I don't think the media will be able to ignore it anymore.
Good, as they shouldn't. And, you know, sometimes it takes people on the right and these, as we're called, the new media, to address the things that the mainstream won't. We have to shed light on these things. And, you know, I think that it's working, Tina. I think as I look back over the last 19 months since this whole thing started, I can see, especially in the last, since Administrator Biden and his team and the theft of this election took place, people are waking up in this country. I just sense that there's this reawakening, and it's a spiritual reawakening just as much as it is a political reawakening. And you begin to see that, wait a minute, the other side wants to take God completely out of the picture, and they want to fundamentally transform this republic away from what the founders intended. That's not what I signed up for. And there are Democrats that are leaving the party in droves because of what the current nightmare is invoking in this country. Do you sense a reawakening in the same way that I do?
I do, Doug. And, you know, if it's not a spiritual awakening, it will not last.
Right.
Because political awakenings are fleeting and change with the wind. So it has Good to be point. A spiritual awakening, turning to God, remembering who we are, where we get our rights from, why we should be free, and especially the land of America, which is, I believe, a covenant land, a land of promise that is supposed to be a shining example to the rest of the world. And I know the rest of the world are looking at us and going, come on, America, come on, you can do
they
this,
are.
You've got this, you've got to be strong. And a lot of them outside of America are coming here and saying, okay, we'll shine the light, we'll help you,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So if it's not a spiritual awakening, it's not going to last. And I do believe that it's happening. About a week ago, I hold biweekly meetings here, political meetings where people come together, we listen to speaker, and then we discuss. And we had one on critical race theory and some of the teachings that are going on in our school. And we had a superintendent that was there kind of spying on us and spying specifically on the board member who was there exposing what was going on. And I'm sure so he could go back and, you know, do his worst for her. And he was exposed. And I'm telling you, the people in that audience, they just exposed him back. You know, they asked him questions that he couldn't answer. And it was really amazing and effective. And yes, I do believe people are waking up.
Amen. Amen. Well, Tina, look, I know we could have gone on and on. We had limited time today, but I appreciate you making time for us here and talking to us about, especially your We Can Act Liberty Conference. Again, ladies and gentlemen, wecanact.net. Head over there and get tickets for that October 22nd and 23rd. It's in Salt Lake City. Lots of top tier speakers and topics that will not only motivate you, but inspire you. And I can tell you from experience, there's many people that attend conferences like this and they leave them and they say that it was just life changing. So I encourage you to look the event up. Tina, God bless you. And we'll see you in about a month.
Yes. We will see you, Doug, and thank you so much for having me. We're excited to have you come.
Thank you. You're welcome. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back with some other thoughts and comments in the next segment of the show. Stay with me. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
We're the ladies of another view.
Okay, why did you leave the country then?
Bringing you our take on local issues.
We as North Dakotans will always stand for the state's rights, for scientific debate, for freedom, and for our Constitution.
With views you won't see anywhere else.
They're taking away that hope that somehow that child can succeed, and when they get to be an adult, they can have success.
Catch us weekdays at 4:30 Central on Beck News and online at beck.news.
Welcome to No Apologies, your after-hours oasis of sanity.
God, your ego is so tiny and fragile.
I'm Rick Becker.
And I'm Lori Hinz.
Make no mistake, folks, we lost. Again, we lost the war in Afghanistan. Namik, there's nothing wrong with rattling the cages of the old guard.
Your retreat begins at 9 Central on Beck News and online at beck.news.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. A little bit long today in the show. We went a little bit over time. So in order to make the producers happy, let me just say this in closing. That pack of blessings on your back is real. Inventory it often. Pray for discernment in how you approach we the people and your involvement in our republic. It's the only way to save it. We the people. Our republic, divinely inspired by God himself, is a covenant nation. The entire world looks to us as the light. The people of the world look to us. Even in countries that aren't our friends, the people of those countries, along with every other country in the world, look to us as the light on the hill, is intended by God. Take advantage of that and be prayerfully thankful. Pray for discernment about how you, as part of the collective of we the people, can get involved in your local community and take our republic back. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Until we meet again, may you all meet together with me in prayer, determined prayer every day and in determined patriotism. Love you all. See you next time. Cheers.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one set of sheets, you'll get another set absolutely free.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
We're the ladies of another view.
I'll have the mic after you're off, buddy.
Bringing our take on local issues. Tell us, and you have to show us, that you've been vaccinated. What an invasion of privacy. I don't even know what happened to HIPAA.
With views you won't see anywhere else.
What are we doing? You know, we're compassionate human beings, and our leadership is doing just the opposite.
Catch us weekdays at 4:30 Central on Beck News and online at beck.news.